وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sheikh Kazim Ali.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani layno rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. I welcome you all to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and our topic is Hollywood conditioning of the subconscious mind and the extermination of the human right. This is the second episode, and let's talk about some of the experiments that they have conducted to control the human beings and to control the subconscious mind of the human beings and to trample the human rights without we realizing that our human rights are being compromised or exterminated. Let me mention about Ivan Pavlov, a Russian doctor who was conducting experiments on a dog. He was conducting an experiment to see how does dog react to certain type of foods and how does the digestive system of the dog react to certain foods. And then he noticed that every time he would bring the food and serve it to the dog would start salivating. And after a couple of times, he realized that even before he would give the food to the dog or present the food to the dog would start salivating just by hearing the footsteps of him coming towards the dog or hearing the sound of him mixing his food in the bowl. And that would make the dog salivate. And this made him curious. So what he did was he said, let me conduct a small experiment here. So he put a green light there and he put a bell there. And every time he served food to the dog, he would turn on the light and ring the bell. And now there is an external information. What we call it in psychological term is external stimuli. So there is an external information that is being associated with food while the food is being served to the dog. So the brain of the dog registers two things here. One, food. Two, the external information, which is the light and the bell. And subsequently, what Ivan Pavlov did was slowly he started turning on the light, ringing the bell and delaying the serving of the food. So he started delaying the food by 30 seconds. Then by 1 minute, then by 2 minutes, then by 5 minutes. Then he noticed that every time he would turn the light on, ring the bell, the dog would start salivating irrespective of food being there or not being there. That means Ivan Pavlov managed to condition the subconscious mind of the dog with the help of a light and a bulb, where he would turn on the light, turn on the bulb, and then food the serve 1 hour later. And all this while, in that duration where the light is turned on and the bell keeps ringing every 5 minutes, the dog continues to salivate for 1 whole hour. And this is where they discovered how to condition the subconscious mind and control the involuntary actions of animals. Now, the question that they had in front of them, the question that they were faced with was, can this be done with the human beings too? And then they slowly started experimenting upon human beings using various techniques that we will subsequently discuss in our set of episodes that are going to come, right from choosing the kind of music, choosing the kind of images, choosing the kind of dialogues and the words that they use in their animation series, in their movies, in their music, in their songs, and even the nursery rhymes that they make for the children.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Let me also mention another case study here where they conducted a case study to see the impact of personalities, impact of people on decision making or the choices. So they had a case study where they saw that a person who had committed a heinous crime, a person who had committed a murder, was brought to the court, and this person was a colored person. So now the judges were asked to give sentence to this colored person, though it was proven in the court that this person is innocent. Most of the evidences pointed towards the point that this person is innocent. The chair, the group of judges that were there, they said a person that looks like this, the person who is dark colored, the person whose facial structure is like this, it is far to think that such a person would be innocent. And they gave him a death sentence. On the other hand, a very beautiful lady was brought to the court, and she had actually committed the crime, and all the evidences pointed towards her. But the chair, that is the judge, and the counsel of the judges that was sitting there, they, when they were asked to pass the judgment, they look at the girl. She was a beautiful looking blonde girl. They said a good looking, a beautiful looking blonde girl like this would definitely have a kind heart. And even though all the evidences point towards her committing the crime, let's not be very stringent on her punishment. And then they gave her a very, very lenient punishment. And this case studies went into the psychological discussions and books related to psychology. And this is where they realized that how the looks of a person, how the color of the person influences the decision and the choices that we make. And that's why you will see that in most of the movies, most of the advertisements, most of the cartoons, most of the animation series, they use good-looking, beautiful-looking women with blonde hair or makeup so that they can influence our choice, they can influence our decision-making, they can influence our conscious mind, they can influence our subconscious mind. And hence, controlling our subconscious mind. Again, let me point this back to you, that a lot of people might say, what's wrong with that? The problem is that one of the fundamental element of human rights is the right to choose. And while we say that this is a free right, you are free to choose whatever you want to choose, and then from the other hand, they condition your subconscious mind, they condition your conscious mind, they force you to choose something that you're not willing to choose or not understanding whether it's beneficial for you or not, this is what is going to point to us that it is against the human rights to condition someone to choose which is beneficial for them instead of being beneficial for the user or for ourselves. Let's continue this in our next episode. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. To the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry. La ilaha illallah.
Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger.